Oh, let's go ahead and get into this review right here. I like the way that this movie explains evolution. Evolution is quick too, people. If you go by this movie, you go from ignorant to asshole.
You turn a corner.
Yeah, turn a corner, man, and wasn't even seen like a full lifetime. That's what we experience here with the Croods. You remember them? They're kind of the new Flintstones out there for the new generation. What's his name? Grug. Mm-hmm. Grug and the gang, Eep and his wife, and your granny and all the family and Clunk. Yeah, all of them, man. They're back. They are back. But this time, they're always on the run, always in danger. But this time they meet somebody who's just a couple that's just a little more advanced than they are and way more uppity. They look at them and they just like, those kind of people where they act nice, but they look at you the whole time like, look at these country motherfuckers right here. Mm-hmm.
Don't let them touch anything.
Yeah, they've managed to make these savage prehistoric times pretty much a resort, a paradise, until, as I say, these redneck-ass Croods come in here. You might remember Guy from the first movie, voiced by Ryan Reynolds. Turns out that Guy knows these people. They say, we practically raised that boy after your parents horribly died. And they said, yeah, you know what, boy, you got way too much potential. I see you hooking up with that Crood girl over there, Eve. No, you don't need to do that. Why you want to do that when we have our nice, sophisticated daughter right here? Tell you what, boy, you stay with us. Let us get you set up. Become a real part of the family. And let these fucking insane redneck motherfuckers go about their way, hopefully to die.
That's about right.
No, we'll have a great time with you here and them elsewhere.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Matter of fact, they've been a little too long.
Yeah. It's one of those families where they give you a gift, which means get the fuck out of here. Yeah. It's a hint. Yeah. That is your gift.
Yeah, here's your parting gift. You just got here. Yeah, I know. Okay, well, good seeing you, though.
Right. Yeah, people.
Enjoy the road.
Man, a lot of people say also the Croods are country, but if you've seen the first Crood before, the first Croods, yeah, they're country, but some of the people say, no, They're in top form. They're as they should be. They're everything we expect from them. All is normal. Let's go ahead and take a look at this trailer for Croods New Age. Will they get along with this new family called the Bettermans? Case you didn't know where you stand with us.
With that baseball bat that hit me over the head with it.
Will the Croods have to kill them and eat them? Let's go ahead and take a look at this. And we'll be back with our review.
My name's Eep.
Bigot stuff.
It's news.
And we're the world's first family, the Croods.
Another glorious morning.
Dad always says the pack stays together.
That's my girl.
Seatbelt mode.
Now we're searching for a perfect place to call home.
Is that?
It's the end of the world.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, that's it for me. I'm glad it's you, Chunky.
This is old.
Yeah, I know. Dry ass meat.
Yeah. Beef jerky? Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
isn't it strange how this food grows in perfectly straight...
Oh, genius.
I thought cave people died off years ago.
We happy meet you.
Thanks.
Oh. We are the Bettermans.
Better man?
Emphasis on the better.
Is that your home?
Kind of big, isn't it?
Another teenage girl.
Yeah?
A girl.
Friend! I've never had a girlfriend before!
Me either!
What do we do?
What do we say to each other?
What's happening to our voices?
We're getting on!
Like, that is right real. On the money.
Yeah, it was.
That is real.
I laughed my ass off of that part.
I told you, man. Y'all seen how girls get together? They don't even make words. They just get together.
Just piercing sounds. As dogs scrambling.
Yeah. I love how they realize that you.
Martin has daughters. He knows.
Yeah, yeah. You got two daughters.
I don't know if cave people belong in a modern world.
What's your problem, big guy?
This place is changing everyone.
Guy?
And we really need to limit Thunk's window time.
Not now, Douglas. The birds are on.
In my day, we didn't stare at birds. We fought them.
Let me live my life.
Whoa, what's that?
It's just a scar.
Every mark is an adventure.
And my dad doesn't even know about this one.
Whoa, peanut toe.
You're not allowed outside the wall?
Nope.
This farm is like your cave. You're just like me.
I feel like taking chances.
You see that wall?
Yeah.
You want to jump like in?
Yeah. 17.
No. We'll be back before anyone knows.
You took Dawn for a joyride.
The Bettermans built the wall for a reason.
That's not good.
Show ass over here, motherfucker.
Man, I gotta tell you something. Even though you knew nothing was gonna happen to him, I was scared.
The way he got yanked
into the mist.
Yeah, that's some straight up horror movie.
some gorillas in the mist for your ass.
I was like, Phil, no!
I don't even like you.
The only way to survive is if the pack stays together.
In such a dangerous world, I worry about my family too.
What's that?
Kill circle.
Oh, yeah. Today is a good day to die.
Hey, everyone, you'll never guess what I found.
We thought you were a predator trying to kill us.
No, never apologize for an effective kill circle.
Hold on, stop. You accessorize with a sloth?
I accessorize with a sloth.
This is Belt.
Mine's Sash.
Ooh la la.
I gotta tell you, man, we're sitting up here laughing at this trailer, but this starts out horribly depressing. It starts out with a child. Guy as a child. It's a child. It starts out with Guy watching his parents die. And I'm talking about in family movie terms, but he's watching them die slowly to the point they were just like, don't look, son. Just turn away. Yeah. Now, I don't know if that was in the first one.
Right before coming over here, I realized I had time to rewatch the first one. And I was like, man, it's been a while, but I remember I liked this movie. And I forgot about that part where they're in the tar and he's just like, he suddenly drops and he's just like, yeah, we're not going to make it. My family died like this.
Yeah, it's people. This is a guy in the first. Yeah, guy in the first movie, boy. Like it ain't quick. Like he's sitting up there staring at them, and they're just like, "Go on without a son. We're fucked." And you watching that, you thinking like, "All right, this starts out a family film, a family comedy, where they kill the family slowly in tar." I'm thinking to myself, "Wow, that's not." That is not very family friendly. You know, when you kill the family at the beginning of the film. But 1 minute later, they say, you know what? Well, we got that shit out the way. Let's have fun. They don't last long on that at all. Movie's almost like, yeah, fuck those guys, right? Bringing us down. Ruining our vibe.
But even in the first movie, they open with the cartoon opening. It talks about like, yeah, we used to have friends and other families around and they got killed. And they got stomped.
Yep.
and they got a cold, so they died.
Yeah. But this happened so quick. It's like I had a tear in my eye that came out. I was like, shit, what just happened? Am I supposed to be here? I'm confused right now. You know, shit, I just got here. You know, it really did feel like someone came into the movie and said, you know what, get out of here with that sad shit. You know, nobody want to hear that. We here to have some fun. And it was almost like Guy didn't even care about his parents because Guy turned around as a child and didn't even give them a second thought. It was like, you know, we are all here to have fun. We are not going to talk about that shit back there anymore.
What happened back there? Shit happens.
Yeah.
Man, it's prehistoric times. What do you want?
The walking tar.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. You wonder how close was Guy to his parents, because the rest of the movie didn't give a fuck about them at all. So if you're looking at that scene at the beginning and you're expecting to go on this emotional journey based on what you just saw, then leave. Now, if you come in here to have fun, see something lighthearted, and more importantly, laugh, leave. No, I'm kidding. You know, an asshole. No, I don't do it. No, I'm kidding. You know, I say that because it depends on what your taste in comedy is like. Because I understand watching this, not everybody has the same taste when it comes to these frantic, zany movies. Because that's what this is, man. This is, you know, this is the zanier style of animated jokes.
Very quick.
Yeah.
Like, I had to rewind it a couple of times. Like, what did I miss? I missed that, you know.
Yeah. It might be for you. You know, that might be for you. You might be fine with that. Or if you watch these kind of movies, you know, maybe watch them with your kids or something, and you just feel like a tired mother, where it's like, you know, where you just kind of like, will y'all please just sit down for a minute? All this hooping and hollering and running around. Can y'all just settle down and give mama a break for a moment? If you feel like that after watching one of these fast-paced movies that's zipping around all over the place, then it's probably not your thing. It's a thin sequel type story that's told through nothing but jokes. Now, if this was live action, it could be annoying. It could be that friend that was just at open mic the night before and had a good time, and now he thinks he's the best fucking comedian in the world, and he can't stop telling jokes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, you can hear what I'm saying. Yeah, you know.
Good night last night.
They won't shut the fuck up. Everything's a joke. Can't sit down and be serious for one moment. That live action, it might not work, but being animated, I believe that there are things here where the nonstop jokingness works, at least for me. Now, you know, like I said, these are things that I'm seeing, but you guys might not even be seeing what I'm seeing. You might not like some of the things I like. How are you feeling about it so far?
About the movie or about what you said?
About a little bit of both. You know, like about the how jokey this is, and, you know, the kind of comedy that they're doing?
I had no problem whatsoever with the kind of comedy that they're doing. As a matter of fact, I was like, this is all directly up my alley. This is a franchise that knows how to do physical gags where they don't feel stale and warmed over, and they kept having fun new things pop up. And I love the family dynamics and the politics going on in it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. What about you, Ben?
I agree with Martin. The only thing with me is that, I didn't see the first cruise. I was telling you before you got here that I do some research on the first one, because I put that second one on. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
So, well, I didn't remember the first cruise.
Oh, there
so,
you are.
So I'm kind of like you. I was like, I don't remember any of this shit they're talking about.
Okay, but I didn't think I was going to like it. It was surprisingly fun to me. The physical gags were really good. But the only thing that got me was every once in a while, the references to modern stuff. I was like, okay, I get it. Like with the scars, it was meant to be tattoos.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't even know. But after a while, I was just kind of like, all right, move on and do something else. Because the other stuff I was liking so much. That's my only complaint with that stuff.
Well, you know what? I think, that's exactly what I'm talking about with this. Because there's a lot of things in here. When I say worse for animation, there's a lot of visual humor in this, and I actually like that. I like a lot of the visual humor here. Now, to your point, Billy, a lot of this shit is just modernized Flintstone type visual jokes.
Right.
You know, and the only thing nobody said, it's a living or anything like that.
Right. But, it's a living.
Yeah, I say that for the next movie.
But yeah. I mean, right, but when I was getting kind of tired of it, there was one gag, not spoiling anything, where Emma Stone's character, what's her name?
Greep.
Eep.
Yeah.
She gets hit in the head and she makes this really funny sound. I fucking lost my shit.
Well, yeah.
When they jump on the thing. She was like, fucking.
I thought that Billy.
I
That was almost like another language.
But it was funny. You don't ever see a female character react right. like that. It was right, like a right. dude. Yeah. And it went on and on and on. And she's still riding. Going, oh, look at you. And I turned into a 5-year-old. I could not stop laughing.
But you sound like you speak a Star Wars language.
It happened so fast. She's like, yay, we're having fun.
You sound like a Martian that just
That tells you how much I loved you.
Though. Yeah. You sound like when Cuban gets it on the head. You know what I'm saying, man? That's an Ivan.
A head injury? A CTE?
Yeah.
That was it.
You know, no, I get anyway. It, man. Because I get it, like, a lot of visual jokes, and they do them here. They're puns. You know, they're just visual puns. But, and some of them I liked. I didn't mind that too much. But I did think that it worked better when the jokes were more background, or they were about, you know, they were commenting quietly and subtly on just how they live.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a, you know, just what, you know, just how they have to survive. I thought it was, they got something in here that I thought was really funny, man, where they all sleep in a ball. I mean, they sitting up there just snorting and farting on each other.
Like a pack of dogs.
Like a pack of, yeah, they just sleep, they sleep, and they sleep, they're all tangled up, and the maneuver through it to get out, it's like going through tunnels and shit. Like,
It's fun the way, like, they have their system, and they love it. And you might not even think anything of it if it wasn't for Guy there, who's more like us, going, what the hell, man?
Yeah, he's
I can't
always
deal with this.
Yeah, he goes to Eep because in this, you know, I'm not gonna say anything, but I just say that Eep and especially Guy, he's like, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we gotta move out. We gotta move out of your parents'
he's
house.
Like, right, man, that's early in the movie.
Yeah, you know, it's the house. It'll be shit, that'd be nice. It'd be more like, man, we gotta get out of your parents' trailer. You know?
Yeah, that's real. True.
We don't have no privacy.
Yeah. We all in the same room.
They sleep in a fucking ball, and he has to talk to her. He has to talk to her like he's sneaking to another room in the middle of the night, but he's just going through arms and ass cracks and things.
Yeah.
And I thought that was funny,
feet,
man.
Yeah.
Feet. Yeah. I was like, that's pretty inspired, man, right there, that joke. I like that. Yeah. You know, but other times, like I said, man, sometimes not even a pun. Sometimes it's not even a clever joke about how they, you know, their prehistoric life. Sometimes they just like being stupid, man. They just like being silly. They got this one thing going on with monkeys, man. And these things with monkeys, like, I like a movie that can be fast and silly, man. They got this scene with these the punch monkeys.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Which I'd forgotten they were in the first movie.
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Oh okay.
Oh shit, they return.
You know what? That makes sense because of how they referenced them.
Yeah, the way
they,
like,
when they,
oh,
popped up,
it's just,
those things, and yeah. I was like, I wonder if they're in the first.
But they got a moment where it don't really have anything to do with the story. They just want to, the artists, the animators, they just want to draw a bunch of funny shit.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell they had a lot of ideas left over from pre-production and story meetings. And they're like, man, I worked hard on this shit. Put this in here. They describe all these monkeys, all these different type of punch monkeys. And they don't use none of them for anything. They're just there. They're just there for a quick, fun gag.
Punch monkeys.
They seem to have some kind of primitive language.
Oh, but you can't speak it, huh, smarty pants?
Let's get this on!
And of course, they got moments. I shouldn't have said anything.
I'm always a sucker for that, a punch that comes from off screen.
From nowhere. Oh, I love that
from
too,
Mississippi,
man.
Mississippi, boy.
That or a bus.
Shut the fuck up,
yeah,
punch.
Yeah, running out in traffic and a bus just hits them. But I said this a while back and I spoke too soon. I said, you know, I said, the only time that Nicolas Cage is normal is when he's in a cartoon doing a voice.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's get this on!
Spoke too soon.
Yeah.
But that's normal for Nicolas Cage.
That's
the thing. Watching him in these movies, I'm like, he should just be a cartoon all the time.
All the time.
Because
it works.
Because he's toned down in the cartoons.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, he's toned down. Then all of a sudden you go, I was like, man, I spoke too soon. I was like, I couldn't help it though. Because he goes, at the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Not nearly what
he's doing. They let Nicolas Cage be Nicolas Cage. There's even a point where he even fronted out Guy. He's like, what do you mean, man? What are you saying, man? He's like, oh, shit, you got this motherfucker.
I'll take your face off.
But these punch monkeys had me laughing, man, the different varieties of them.
Ha!
It's not just punch monkeys. It's kick monkeys, headbutt monkeys, low blow monkeys, bite monkeys, appetite monkeys, shoulders that punch, tails that crunch, delay stranglers, strange danglers, fang manglers, mouth breathers, brain squeezers, and a dude with weird eyes.
And they don't even tell you what he does, but you know he's nasty as fuck. Yeah. You know,
with those fingers,
yeah. You know that means he's sticking something up your ass.
Yeah, you in a room by yourself. Right. He shows up doing that.
Yeah, you know somebody named him pervert monkey, a nasty ass monkey man.
I'm just gonna wait till they get you down, and the real fun begins.
Don't get caught alone with him. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, Nicholas, you thought you was crazy. Yeah. That's molester monkeys. When somebody get long fingers, look at you talking. They doing something nasty with them fingers.
That's you got a registered monkey.
Yeah. Smell my finger, monkey.
Nah, monkey.
Somebody's that's a Ren and Stimpy character.
Yeah.
Hey, with those eyes.
Yeah, man. Silly things like that. I thought, well, you know what? I love that, man, when they just have fun with stuff. They don't explain it, but they go fast.
Yeah. It moves at that speed where if a joke doesn't work, which most of them do, it's like, I don't know about that. Oh, wait, next joke's already up. Never mind.
Yeah, and you know, and I just like the design, man. This is a very colorful, vibrant film, and it helps out with the just the spirit of the movie, man. You know, look, there are a lot of times when they just do things just to have an excuse. They write things into the story just to have an excuse for these characters to beat the shit out of each other because they want a lot of slapstick in here. You know, when you say there's a lot of physical comedy, they try to at sometimes just to make an excuse to put it in there. And even then, I thought, all right, this is very transparent what this is. You know, kids love to see characters slap the shit at each other. But at least they try to add some cleverness to it other than we're just falling.
Oh, look, somebody got hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always something that leads up to it and a conclusion. And then you get the big punch and it comes back to something else. And most of the time, it does lend itself to the story in some way that you don't see at first, but then later it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and I hate to keep going back to the punch monkeys, especially if that fool is still here.
I haven't gone anywhere. Still here. I know something you don't know.
Toodles. But they got the punch monkeys, that, like I said, man, I can admire if you try to at least put a little clever spin on it. Look, if you have people slapping the shit out each other, then, you know, make something up like a language, like the punch monkeys. The punch monkeys have a whole language of just slapping each other and punching each other.
I can talk to them.
I'm fluent in punch monkey.
You are?
Impossible.
Oh, I really don't want to do this. It's not a pretty language.
I'd like to ask.
I see.
So, what's he saying?
Whoa! You slap your mother with that hand?
You know, I ain't gonna lie, man. I was sitting up here saying that's childish, and it's funny as fuck. I was laughing really hard.
Three Stooges shit.
So, yeah, it is, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm. I told you, I'm a sucker for, like you guys. I'm a sucker for two things: dummies.
Yeah,
we talked about that.
Yeah, dummies. Yeah.
You think the dummies being thrown for stuntman?
I love that shit. You know when they jump off the roof and they jump off dummies?
No, man, and the leg is bending back. Yeah.
And they get up.
Ways. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I'm a sucker for. Then this all comes. It comes from the Three Stooges. I'm a sucker for dummies, and grown people just our thing slapping the shit at each other. You know, I love that, man. And like I said, if you're just doing it to do it, all right, maybe you got a problem. But there, they make something out of it. You know, the character animation is really good in this.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show you something. There's one particular character that I love here, man. And it's Phil Betterman.
I knew it.
Man, I love Phil.
It's like Phil's an asshole, but you still kind of love him.
Yeah, but
it's
all greasy new age hipster ass.
And it took me a while because Peter Dinklage does the voice, and I didn't know because
I recognize him right off the bat.
And I didn't, and I know that a lot of people will, but for me, if you get me wrapped up in a character, like I don't know who's doing the voice act unless it's really obvious. But yeah, it took me a while. So before I knew it was Peter Dinklage, it's like Phil was just Phil.
Yeah,
Phil was a real person and a real asshole. And one, we'll talk about Phil in a little bit, but Phil, the animation on Phil is really good. You know, when they do, you feel like these characters are really acting, and they're not just doing, I'm going to get a little animation technical on you, a little animation nerdy, but animators, they do this thing posing, man. They're taught this in school, and they all do, you'll see characters doing things like this and pointing like that, and they do that in this. And I don't have a problem with it. I mean, it works, and it's important for staging, but if you look at Phil, Phil is acting like a real stage actor.
Yes, there's a lot of micro expressions that him and his wife have going on because they're being insincere. They're trying to be nice.
He's being condescending.
But yeah, but being cheated at the same time.
He's presenting the room as you wouldn't as a stage actor. He's like, he presents. Mm-hmm. Like you're saying posing, but he's also presenting the room, like everything he's doing.
Well, and the crew say things that they're like, oh,
giving
each other looks.
Well, if you look at just some of the expressions that they give them, they're not per se cartoon animation expressions. They're like looking at real actors when they perform.
Kind of primitive language.
Oh, but
I mean, every move that he does is just—he's just an asshole. He's so condescending in everything, and they caught that condescending nature in a lot of his mannerisms, and I loved it, man.
It's like Peter Dinklage. That's how he does his face too. Anyway.
Yeah, they paid attention to the actors, man. I thought that was really cool.
So pretentious the way he said it too.
He's just a dick. He's a fucking. I mean, you should know, but because he has bangs and a man bun. Yeah. Dude, man, it's one thing to have a man bun, but you got bangs with it too.
Well, plus anybody that walks around in flip flops all the time,
all the time,
shirt all open with
new age medallions.
Yeah, yeah. It's about a bitch. Yeah. I'm like, I know somebody daddy like that.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's not just one thing to be like, you know, just kind of down to earth asshole. You know, I'm drinking beer, getting drunk, and just being loud and obnoxious and telling you about yourself. All right, I kind of know who you are, but you know that kind of. That kind of asshole where you just got to act like you're nice all the time, but you're really being shitty. Just say what you want to say.
Well, come on. I mean, look, let's be honest. The Bettermans are basically that NPR donating to couple that everybody who's a Trump supporter looks at as your fucking poster child.
Oh, yeah.
Elitist Democrat.
You know, I'll go even one better on you. The Bettermans right here, they're like the prehistoric version of the white couple from Get Out. You know, condescending, belittling, probably a little racist.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because they always looking down on the crews like, you know, I'd rather them say, look at these country motherfuckers over there. They're like, oh, poor things.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, but also like showing off their big house on people who clearly can't afford it. But like, don't you have a sitting thinking room? It's like, man, fuck you. No, I don't. Everyone gets their own bedroom and shit. Yeah. It's like, you know people like that.
Oh, yeah.
Assholes, man. And Leslie Mann, I think, does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was it Hope?
It's Hope.
And Phil. I like the way they don't even try with Phil. He don't have a new age name or a prehistoric name. He's just Phil.
Phil. Because he's trying to be cool. Mm-hmm. I'm down to earth Phil. It's like, no, down to earth, his name's like Grug and Ugg.
Right. No, you can just call me Phil. It's one syllable. Don't worry about it.
Mr. Betterman was my father.
Yeah. It's like when somebody wants to say, you know, hey, Reggie, what's up? No, just call me Reginald. I mean, that ain't no better. You bitch.
Okay, how about Reg? Right, but you have to roll the R.
Boy, I got a lot of laughs from them, man. I got a lot of laughs. And like I said, passive-aggressive condescending.
Oh, yeah.
Unless I say little, not racist, man. They are.
Yeah, you're right. And also, like with Leslie Mann, with that white Newport Beach accent of hers was perfect to because that was like
she wasn't perfect.
Yeah, I wanted to strangle her when she first came on screen.
Ooh, he's dirty.
It's like, oh.
And they had this whole thing, as I said, they the moment they walk up, they said these poor redneck ignorant motherfuckers. We can't have our guy, our son that we actually let out into the wild at 7 years old, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't have him marrying into that family. Oh, what kind of prehistoric liberals would be?
Right.
So, So they say we gotta hook them up with our daughter Dawn, who is voiced by Kelly Marie Tran, and not these country ass crudes over here.
You'll never believe who we just found.
Guy?
Dawn?
Guy! Is it really you?
It's you! You're here!
You're so old!
So are you!
That's what I said!
Ah, together again.
These two were inseparable when they were young. Inseparable.
Dawn's a girl?
Hold on, stop. You accessorize with a sloth? I accessorize with a sloth!
This is Belt!
Mine's Sash!
Ooh la la!
Oh, these are the Croods.
Hello.
Hey.
What's up?
And this, no. That, yeah, this is me.
You're a girl?
Yeah?
A girl.
Friend! I've never had a girlfriend before!
That could have gone a different way.
Yeah, sure could.
I thought she was about to, like, I thought she was about to bite her throat out. Yeah.
I thought she was about to, he was like a javelin. Yeah. Tosser.
And poor Don.
Yeah,
poor
white man, bitch.
Poor Don is tired of this fake-ass family she lives with. She's just happy. Yeah. Just happy to have somebody wild and crazy up in there. You know, she's one of those girls who wants to be bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's been, you know, a bird in a gilded cage for her whole life.
Yeah, exactly. No, there's some funny stuff with that, man. You know, and let me just admit something right here, because I'm talking about how the Bettermans, how they're assholes, and how, you know, their country and their and they, how they don't like the country as crudes and how they're condescending and looking down on them, probably a little racist, you know. And I gotta say, I don't blame them, man, for disliking these crudes. I really don't.
I know what you mean, because I'm like, man, y'all are wrong for that. But then I thought, well, how different would I be? I mean, it's like, look, they're the only other humans around. We got to keep them here, but. I don't know about these backwards ass folks.
It's like if your ghetto ass cousin showed when they showed up, they just start tearing up your house.
Yeah.
Hope, the Leslie Mann character, the Hope Betterman, she says, and she put it very well, she says they have no concept of walls.
Yeah.
They just keep walking through shit. Like, it's not even there.
He walks through shit. I want to talk to you real quick. Blam. It's Oh man, I gotta fix this.
I mean, I dread it the whole time. They went up into this woman's house, because I said, you know, because every time they walk into a room, they tear shit up.
Yeah.
The moment they got there, they start tearing their house up.
Tearing it up.
Teared that house up. And I was like, I don't blame them for this, man. I can't blame them at all.
The little daughter does as soon as they get up there.
Yeah.
She starts tearing stuff up, and then they start busting windows and some mirrors and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, sculptures that they have. Yeah. Like,
what the fuck? You know, never mind. Just come on back downstairs.
And listen, for as shitty as the Bettermans are, they are patient. They're just kind of like, let these poor people do what they do. We'll buy more. We'll make more. And let's just get them out of here. So they put up with them longer than I would have. Y'all got to get the fuck out of here. Yeah. At least they were nice. You know?
Well, they're more like the people that inherited their money, where they're like, yeah, go ahead and tear it up. We'll get some more. But you made that shit yourself? Hell no.
That's true.
My daddy would have thrown them out a long time ago.
But they did make it themselves. That's what they, you know.
But you know what I mean. They had to make everything, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. No, Guy is one of those guys. He's like a Silicon Valley dude. You know, he's an entrepreneur, innovator. He's like, bragging about, look
Phil.
At this.
Phil.
I'm sorry, Phil. No, Phil is like, he's like one of those tech entrepreneur people, man.
That is what he's like.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Very true.
Yeah. But it's when, and the reason why I love it so much is Phil so much is because when Phil hooks up in those scenes with Grug, again, Grug, who's voiced by Nicolas Cage, man. I'm pulling the scene up right here. That's what I'm thinking about. Phil, with the way he kept fucking with Grug, man, manipulating him with that fake politeness. Yeah. And Grug is too stupid to know.
I'm going to let you do this. I don't want to ruin your notes, sir.
No, what's up?
I just thought that scene was going to go a different way for a minute. Oh. You open a new thing? And all that stuff. Like, they all breezed up in that lava room. and Grug's like, what you mean, man? I'm just saying. I mean, you know, this is where I come to relax. Open the mind control or shit like that.
Yeah.
You never tried it. How do you know?
Right, I'm telling you. That's what it was. Look at it right there.
And they had funny, man, because you're right. The way it went, because, man, the way they staged this whole thing, because this steam that keeps coming off the coals right here. And there's a moment where Phil is sitting over there. Some steam goes up and it disappears, and Phil is right there.
Right next to him. Just agrees with him.
And he's just taking advantage of point. Like, if you're right. If he wanted to fuck girl, he could.
Yeah, he talked him into it.
Well, he's blowing his mind, taking him down to his special man cave down there, introducing him to steam.
Right.
He's never seen it before.
And kept pouring that water on it, too. Yeah. Like, you know. Like you ain't never seen no shit like that.
His whole existence has just been surviving.
Yeah.
Right.
Now it's living in luxury.
Right. And I'm just saying, I didn't know what Phil's motives were at the beginning. Okay, I'm just saying.
It really was rape in a way. He didn't physically do it, but he raped his mind.
Yeah. He sure did.
He raped his mind because poor Grug was up there because Phil was actually putting devious ideas. The devious and sinister ideas that Phil had.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, you know what? I'm going to make him think that it was Grug's thoughts, man.
Sure, sure.
And then totally threw Grug under the bus.
He did.
Oh, man.
And the whole time Grug was, he's like, am I right, Grug? And Grug is like, man, it's hot in here. I don't know.
I guess.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know anything anymore.
Hold on a second.
And I was like, poor stupid ass Grug, man. Yep.
He got him to say everything he was thinking at the same time.
Yeah. Man, people, I would watch a show. Phil and Grug. I would watch that. Because this is typical sitcom writing with them because, you know, Grug is R Phil, you know, one is the hero of the show or the focus of the show, and the other is the neighbor that they hate.
Right.
But somehow always finds their way over to the house every week, like Urkel. Oh, the Willises.
Eddie Haskell.
Yeah. You know, they always are, and they're always in situations going on adventures with each other. You know, they hate each other. You know, I would love to see that. I thought that was.
Phil always get me into some shit.
Yeah. And Finn Grug is too stupid to.
Yeah, right.
Well, this was your idea, Grug. Was it?
Yeah, you see, Grug, you said that was you.
Did I say that?
But after you,
I don't know anymore. I love that expression too. He just poor here. I feel bad for her. But you know the ending is where it kind of started to lose me, man. And I'm not saying the ending is bad, but I'm just saying that the whole time the movie was very fast and very clever, and even though it's like I say, it's a thin sequel type story, they were actually doing a lot with the jokes to fill in the space, and I really love that with it, man. The end of it, we get to one of those Marvel, damn, that cat got some ass. He clinched the man.
That was a clever sequence, though.
It was.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
Come on, boy,
you know some furries gonna be jacking off to that. That might be one of them. Man, he got some ass.
I was gonna say, how many times did you jack off?
You see, I'm going back into the left.
Yeah, that's why you were late. God damn it.
You know, but at the end of it, man, it's one of those Marvel movie climaxes where they have something big that shows up and they all gotta fight it. And during that time, the humor became more random. That's when things started to go a little bit too fast and come out of nowhere. You know, they do things with title screens and stuff. And it just seemed like just throwing a lot of stuff in right there.
Did it feel like they just remembered it at the time? Like when that last part happened, it felt like they were like, oh, shit, we did have this over here. And they just kind of threw it in. I don't know. It just
I didn't think that so much because they mentioned it earlier.
Okay.
In the movie, and there were times it got mentioned, so it wasn't a.
Okay.
It wasn't out of nowhere. The sequence made sense as far as the way they introduced it, but then they had things like I said, introducing characters with title cards. They're doing references to things, you know. They're doing tropes out of there, and it all seems like, you know, it seems like at that point it seemed like, okay, you know, this is last call, and everybody's binge drinking and doing shots before they kick our asses out. Yeah. You know, it's just a lot thrown in at the end, and I thought, like, now this is where it seemed like they really are just rushing to put in stuff that they were going to use at one time, and maybe it was best that they didn't and left that out. It's a little bit too much that's happening.
Ride that bar tab for it.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody shots.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. They ain't going to get this back, so.
I didn't think it was a very strong ending. That's where you get into the typical kind of family movie, DreamWorks style type ending for a film, for an animated film. But the majority of the film is a lot of fun for me, though. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was loving this all the way. And even when it gets crazy at the end with the big climax, I was like, well, they've been building up to something big. The big thing they have to deal with, I thought was cool. And throughout, I was impressed with the design of just the architecture, the hybrid animals, everything they kept throwing in. Like, it made me think of so many movies that I've seen where I was talk about how they cheap out, with the Minions, they put so little into the design of everything and it's so basic. Mm-hmm. And here they do the opposite. And and even with that Tom and Jerry that we saw, I was like, see, this is what the problem is, because here with these gags, they have weight and they have gravity. There's timing. You feel something. And with that Tom and Jerry, it's just them, I don't know, just kind of bullshitting, doing the old stuff we've seen. But here they found a way to do physical comedy with keeping it fresh and moving. But also with the end, I thought I wouldn't like that, especially them bringing in a certain animal they brought in where I was like, all right, now you went too far. But then I was like, oh wait, that's actually kind of a real thing. All right, this is cool. And even with the title card, it's like it's been building, and suddenly it's here and it's everything. And hey, if it didn't work for you, I get that. But for me, I was loving it. I was just having the best time.
Yeah, what about you, Ben?
I agree with a lot of what you said. Eep can get it. Fine as hell.
She got curves on her.
Boy. Eep can get some of that, boy. I tell you what.
The only thing with Eep, I was just like, yeah, but she would stink to high heaven.
You know what? Yeah. After a while, yeah. I didn't really care. It's been a long time in this quarantine, brother. But no, you got to take what you can get. No, but no, what I was really, like at first, when I first started watching it, because when the first movie came out, I was like, ugh. You know, and I never watched it and whatever. I listened to y'all's review and stuff, but when they started off with the David Cassidy, I was like, I don't know about this. Mm-hmm. And then when they start doing all the fight moves at the beginning and all that, I was like, all right, this is getting good. And it never slowed down for me again. And like you said, with the hybrid animals, I thought that was really clever. When they got to the what I thought was going to be the Garden of Eden at first, because I'd never seen this stuff before, but all that stuff was beautiful. Mm-hmm. It was like, and every little thing in the background was moving with the wind and all this. And whenever somebody would run through something, you could tell it wasn't like perfect, you know, outline. It was like how something would actually break. And then the Betterman's our house.
It was just
amazing. Yeah. And so I was pleasantly surprised with the whole thing. I can't stand Clark Duke's voice, though.
Oh, yeah, Clark Duke is. What's his name?
Thunk.
I don't know when that 40-year-old is going to go through puberty, but goddamn, man. But other than that, like I said, the ending wasn't my whole thing. It felt like, I know you did make a point that it wasn't forced, but it felt forced to me. But it's a low full price for me, man. I love this movie.
Yeah, you know... Martin, what would you rate it?
Oh, it's a full price.
Full price?
Yeah, it's easily a full price. It's one of the funniest movies I've seen this year.
Yeah, I'm kind of caught between you. Move over. Room for one more? I was about to say, Punch Monkey up here. Room for one more?
Yes. It's not on the
screen. Damn it. I knew I was going to hit the wrong button. Miss me? but yeah, man, I'm kind of between y'all. Martin gave it a full price. Billy gave it a low matinee. I'm kind of matinee.
No, low full price.
Oh, you gave it a low full price.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to
I was wondering. I was like, how are you between us?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Don't worry about it.
The medium rare full price.
Don't worry about how I get it, man.
Yeah. I'm the grease up. Yeah,
exactly. Hey, Martin, don't worry about it.
Oh, shit. Where'd you come from?
Yeah, so, well, then I'm a notch below you guys. I I'm had this the whole time watching it. I said, you know what? It was at a full price for me until the end, and then I knocked it down to a high matinee. But that's okay. Where I am. Yeah, I liked it too, man. I like this a lot. So yeah, you know.
Can I get nasty? Yeah,
it was a
with the little Thelma Louise thing they had going on when they jumped over the wall. Did anybody think that like ever thought that it might go the other way? She's like, "You want to jump over there? Yeah, all right, let's do that. You want to do this? Yeah, all right." I'm like, they're gonna end up scissoring in a minute.
You know, that was one of those things to be like, Don might not be interested in Guy for a different reason.
I got the feeling that Don was not interested in guys. Period.
I think she was opening up.
People. No, it's actually good. This is coming out on, I think, Peacock.
Oh,
NBC
is it?
Peacock. Really? I think that.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be in theaters.
And it is in theaters. Yeah.
Okay.
It is in theaters. It's in theaters tomorrow, or Wednesday at the time of this recording. So, yeah, man. Look, I ain't going to say it's anything to go to the theaters for you, but I mean.
Oh, I think it is. Not now.
You want to risk Corona for the cruise?
No, sorry. I forgot when I was.
Fuck Tenet. The cruise, boy. Now, that's corona cinema cruise. Right there.
Better man?
Emphasis on the better.
Is that your home?
Kind of big, isn't it?
Hey, girl.
Another teenage girl.
Yeah?
A girl.